You've got it tuned to the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice, in for David Brown. If you live in Houston, you've probably gotten used to news involving HISD. The largest school district in Texas has been making headlines for a while for poor academic performance at some schools and unruly school board meetings. Now the Texas Education Agency wants to replace Houston ISD's entire locally elected board with a state-appointed team. Jacob Carpenter is a reporter for the Houston Chronicle. Jacob, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
I mentioned briefly just some of the background there, but I didn't even touch at all. There was a coup of sorts on the superintendent, for example. How would you sum up what's been going on at HISD?
Well, I think it ultimately comes back to there's a real disconnect in governance that really manifested around the coup, as you call it, essentially that five of the nine board members in October of 2018 secretly coordinated to replace the interim superintendent who had been in place for about 6 or 7 months after the previous superintendent left, in part due to his frustration of working with this school board. And that has really brought to the forefront a huge disconnect between some board members. It's led to a lot of community frustration. Some folks on the board would say that the conditions have improved over the last several months. Others feel like it's just deteriorated even further. And a lot of this splits across some of the racial and ethnic lines that have divided the city on this issue of governance within the school district.
So the TEA compiled a 34-page report summing up wrongdoing by the Houston School Board. What does the TEA say board members have done that merits their removal?
There are really three things that they found that the board had done, at least some board members. There was a violation of the Open Meetings Act that they found by the five board members who coordinated through a meeting that they had prior to voting to replace the superintendent. They found that there had been a longstanding pattern of policy violations related to board members getting too involved, basically going outside of their lane of governance to get involved in the day-to-day activities of the district. And also that there were some issues related to procurement, getting involved in vendor contracts, failing to oversee some things related to vendor contracts. And so the combination of those three things layered on top of the fact that the district was already under sanctions of sorts, given the monitoring tied to low performance at some schools. Really, that was the state appointment of a board is kind of seen as the next step in the sanctions process.
Now, this right now has not happened yet. The final decision, you write, ultimately rests in the hands of Texas Education Commissioner Mike Morath. Is there any indication yet of what he'll do or after the state board is appointed, when, you know, locally elected officials might get a chance again?
We don't know yet for sure if he will appoint this board. Essentially, there was a recommendation to replace the school board due to the findings of misconduct. Final decision likely won't happen until probably in September. And then in all likelihood, it's widely assumed that there will eventually be a board either through this or through low academic performance at the schools that we've been talking about. And then a board would come in, and typically they stay for about 2 to 5 years. Mm. And then they transition back to an elected board, usually in kind of a gradual way.
Now, this would be a really big move for the TEA. They have ousted school boards in districts including Beaumont and El Paso in recent years, but Houston ISD is the largest school district in the state. That would be a pretty big move, I guess.
Yeah, this would be a totally different case from really any other state appointment, the two that you mentioned being the largest. In both of those cases, there were major financial issues, there were corruption issues. This is a very different situation where we're talking about this is a B-rated district from the state. There are certainly academic issues at a percentage of schools, but it's not district-wide. It's on strong financial footing. And so this really comes back to more a matter of governance and a matter of raising achievement and giving kids better opportunities.
Jacob Carpenter covers education for the Houston Chronicle. We'll link to his latest at texasstandard.org. Jacob, thanks again.
Thanks for having me.
And you're listening to the Texas Standard.